Shabbat Shalom to everybody on the Sabbath of God. Here we are. I'm going to do the countdown, and then we'll blow the trumpet. Oh, okay, we'll blow the trumpet in a moment. Here we go. Countdown, and I'll put the study up, and then we'll blow the trumpet. And I'm on Pow Talk, right? I am on Pow Talk, right? You're not on?
Yeah, I'm in the room.
Okay.
Oh, where's my horn? Oh, here it is.
Ah, you lost your horn.
Yeah, I lost my horn. Ready?
Yeah. Well, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for blowing the trumpet. We're one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chabad Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. Today is the Sabbath. And there's my website, there's my phone number, there's my email in case you need to contact me. Today is the Sabbath, the seventh day, a sacred assembly. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Master of the Universe, I thank and praise you for the blood of Yeshua. Thank you for your mercy. I thank you for forgiveness of sins. May you put down your word upon people's hearts. May you do something to them, Father. I praise and thank your holy name. Bless this day. Bless everything that's that happens here today. Bless the food we eat and singing we do. And bless everything. Bless the study, that everyone gets something out of it. And be with us in a mighty way today, in Yeshua's name. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. Well, today is June 15, 2024. Looks like the year is passing. It's Juno's month. And you can read all that yourself. June is had 29 days, 30 days, and all this kind of stuff. Every emperor changed it at will. And Juno is the principal goddess of the Roman pantheon. She's the goddess of marriage and well-being of women. Don't you guys feel good about that?
I don't care.
I know. She's the wife and sister of Jupiter, whoever that is.
Believe this.
Huh? People actually believe
this.
People really believe this. She's identified with the Greek goddess Hera. Greek goddess. Anyway, we acknowledge Jehovah's calendar. We're in the third month, Sivan, day 8. That's found in Esther 8:9, third month, that is the month Sivan. My ministry has been a teaching ministry for 22 years to bring up topics in the Bible that's never been discussed or mentioned in your life. For your convenience, they're all on my website. You go to, this is a condensed version here, but on my website I have the full, the full study. You could actually click on them. You can read them, watch them. You could download them. You could do anything you want to them. And at least hear them. And at least do them. We're on Pow Talk in the room. If you want to join us, click, get, download Pow Talk, and we'll invite you in the room. Send me your nick. Today's topic is the seventh day, the Sabbath, the seventh Sabbath. We were told to count in Deuteronomy 16:9. And we'll read that in a few minutes. I thought it was fitting to put this first. Leviticus 23, Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feast of Jehovah, which, remember a long time ago, we never heard of that, huh? Mm-hmm. The feast of Jehovah, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations. They're holy convocations, they're sacred assemblies, public meetings, supposed to get together. Even these are my feasts, God says. Mm-hmm. They're my feasts. Yeah. They're God's feasts. Right, they're not Moses' feast or my feast, they're God's feast. So God wants you to do this, not me. I don't care if you show up or not. But, you know, according to God, this is what he says. Then it goes right into the Sabbath. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest. A Shabbat Shabbaton. Holy convocation. That's a holy convocation too, the Sabbath. Wow. You shall do no work therein. It's the Sabbath of Jehovah in all your dwellings. And that's what we do. So we're talking about the Feast of Jehovah, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. And we don't do them when we feel like or for convenience sake. We do them when you're supposed to. And we just counted seven Sabbaths, and boom, the next day is tomorrow will be Pentecost, or Feast of Weeks. Here's the verse. With 7 weeks you shall number unto you. Anybody see where it says seven omers you put a number unto you? It says, 7 weeks you shall number unto you. Begin to number 7 weeks from the time as you begin to put the sickle to the corn, the wheat. And you shall keep the feast of weeks unto Jehovah your God with a tribute offering. This is a time we give an offering to God. Offering of your hand, which you shall give unto Jehovah your God, according as Jehovah your God had blessed you. So whatever God gives you, you're supposed to give a portion back to God. Okay, I'll slow down. Thank you. If I'm talking too fast, I'm from New York. I'll try to go slower. And it's offering time. You shall rejoice before Jehovah your God, you and your son and your daughter and your men servant and your maid servant and the Levite that is within your gates, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are among you, in the place which Jehovah your God shall choose, has chosen to place his name there. And that's interesting. So we're doing this. We're doing exactly this. So everybody that's keeping God's commandments, we're supposed to all be doing the same thing. And you shall remember that you were bondmen in Egypt. We remember we were bondmen to Satan a long time ago, doing all the things of the world. And it's horrible to think about. I don't think about it. Try not to think about it. And you shall observe to do these statutes. And we were bondmen in our last lives of sin. So three times in the year, not seven, like all the little messianic books say that are a mess. They're a mess, really. Three times in a year shall all your males appear before Jehovah your God in the place which he shall choose. Well, we did that on the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We give an offering. The Feast of Weeks, that's tomorrow. Pentecost, known as Pentecost, the 50th day. And then, as going towards the end of the year, we have the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before Jehovah empty. It's offering time, supposed to give something to God. And the comfort of the Spirit of Truth. So you're supposed to tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high, spiritually speaking. That's interesting. Let me roll my sleeves up here. I didn't know they were that fancy. Do you remember who you are? You have to remember this every day of your life. You're a holy people unto Jehovah your God. And Jehovah had chosen you to be a peculiar, that's segula in Hebrew, that means a gem of God, a jewel. A peculiar people unto himself, above all the nations that are upon the earth. So just think of that. When you think about that one sentence, God chose us out of everybody out there to keep his commandments. I mean, he could have chose your relatives or somebody else, but he chose us. And Jehovah had avouched you this day to be a peculiar people, as he had promised you, that you should keep his commandments. And we do keep his commandments. We try to be holy in everything we say, do, and act, and look. We have to make sure we're always holy. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. Wow. Peter, I guess, says the same thing. We're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And you could actually think about that. When your last lives of sin, it's like being called out of the darkness that you were in, the last lives of sin, and now we're keeping God's commandments, which is totally different. We're born again, actually. We're new. Paul tells Titus, in the book of Titus, he says, Yeshua, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself, we're a peculiar people. We're supposed to be zealous of good works. And we are zealous of good works. We're going to be putting up a billboard, and we hope if we get some more finances, we'll put billboards all over this country. You are the temple of the living God and the light of the world. You've got to remember, we're the temple of the living God everywhere we go. And the light of the world. That's something to try to remember. In the Gospel of Luke, Yeshua said, Behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And that's what they had to do at that time. In Acts 1, which is sort of Acts reminds me of a history book a little bit, you know, of the Acts of the Apostles. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, means friend of God, of all that Yeshua began both to do, and not only do, but to teach. What, did he do it for a week or so? No, he did it until the day he was taken up, until the day in which he was taken up. So let's go read that again. He did it, and he taught until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. That's really special back then. Yeah. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. So he was with them for a long time. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, you have heard of me. John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? That's all they were thinking about. He didn't care about that. He said unto him, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father had put in his own power. Let's get back to what I'm thinking. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses both unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea and in Samaria. Not only that, unto the utmost parts of the earth. And we're in an utmost part of the earth right here.
One way of looking.
Yeah. When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received them out of their sight. That's the same way he's going to come back, you know. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, he went up, and behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. I wonder who they were. I think those are the two witnesses. I don't know who they were, really. Which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? The same Yeshua, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. So how's he coming back? He's going to be in the secret chambers? No. How about the Jerusalem? Third temple? No. He's coming back in the clouds. That's what you got to remember. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from this mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary, the mother of Yeshua, she was there, and with his brethren. Wow. So the Comforter is really important. The Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, the Father and Yeshua are all one. Yeshua said, he or anyone at that time that had seen me, this is when Yeshua was on earth, had seen me, had seen the Father. Yeshua said, if you love me, keep my commandments. These are God's commandments in the Torah. This is Yeshua's commandments. And I'll pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he will abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth, and we have the Spirit of Truth, when we speak something, it has to be true, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. So he is the Holy Spirit, he is the Father, they're all one. It's really amazing. One day when we meet God, we'll understand it more. Yet a little while, the world sees me no more. But you see me, because I live, you shall live also. In that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Now this is really important. He that had my commandments and keeps them, as opposed to what all the Protestant churches say, he it is that loves me, and he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Then Judas said unto him, not the one from Iscariot, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself unto us and not unto the world? Yeshua answered and said unto him, if any man love me, he will keep my words. My Father will love him, and will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loves me not keeps not my sayings. And the word which you hear is not mine. What's the Father's which sent me? That's what you got to remember. It's the Father. Everything's from the Father. These things have I spoken unto you, yet being yet present with you. You know, I always think about it. I always wonder if it was easier to be with the Lord when he was alive or now. Now we walk by faith, you know. Back then, he was right in front of your eyeballs doing miracles, which I can't imagine seeing miracles. I mean, I wish we can see that.
Constantly,
yeah. I don't know, what do you think would be easier, being with him or being here?
With him.
I think it would be, yeah. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. Shalom, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. So let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We're not afraid. We thank the Lord for everything. I know he's always protecting us and watching us. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father. For my Father, at this point in time, is greater than I on the word. And now have I told you before it come to pass, and when it has come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter will I not talk much with you, for the devil, who is the prince of this world, comes and had nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. So Yeshua kept his Father's commandments, and so do we. We keep the Father's commandments too. Now I was thinking, tomorrow we're supposed to have two loaves of bread that are leavened, but Yeshua said, these things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hate you, which it feels like that, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you, would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. I think so. Remember the word that I said unto you, that the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. That's right. Their sins are just blaring out there. He that hates me hates my Father also. Wow. Just think of all the people that hate Yeshua. That means they hate the Father. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now they both have seen and hated both me and my Father. Wow. But this comes to pass, that the word might be fulfilled which is written in their Torah, in their law. They hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. And you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Amen. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time comes that whoso kills you will think he does God, his God, service. You know what I mean? Yeah, his. That should be his. His God. Yeah. These things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when time will come, that you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to the Father that sent me. And none of you ask me, where do you go? Because I have said these things unto you, sorrow had filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. If it's expedient for me, it's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Amen. And when he's come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Amen. I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Amen. You know, I was listening to the Bible this morning. I was thinking about, they were telling you what they were telling, you know, Yeshua. You know, they wanted the disciples. You know, they were saying something about, you know, unless they see miracles, they won't believe. And I was thinking it's even worse today. You know, mm-hmm. He shall glorify me and shall be and receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father had are mine. Therefore I said I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Amen. The commandments of God, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, are still applicable and available for today. Amen. Anyway, this is a short study. Yeah, I didn't realize it was that short. Yes, we did it again. Praise Yah. 24
minutes.
How many minutes?
24.
I'm getting to be a short teacher. Tomorrow is the Feast of Weeks, Chag Shavuot, Sunday. It's a Sabbath, first time in a long time. That's June 16, 2024. It's also Chag HaKatzir, Feast of Harvest, and known as Pentecost, okay? So, Shabbat Shalom. I hope you got something out of this study. And I hope, may God always be with you and heal you and strengthen you. And this is not a long study today, but it's the only one I could think of today because it seems it's the seventh week. We counted the seven Sabbaths, and here we are. So, that's all I could say is God bless you. Oh, Jerome. Yeah. May God bless you and keep you. May God always be with you. May God bless our Sabbath today and protect us all the time, Father. Always be with us and caution us from any evil. And bless the food, bless anything we do today, singing, anything that we do, Father. Always be with us. And I thank God for true brothers and sisters, and I thank God for you, Father. Thank you for making us your children, and you're our Father. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, and Shabbat Shalom. Okay, let me stop the audio. Shabbat Shalom, everybody.